News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The number of Gardaí policing our roads has fallen by 41% in just 15 years. That is according to this morning's Irish Independent. And Susan Gray is founder of the Park Road Safety Group and she joins us this morning. Susan, I'm looking at these stats in the paper. 2009, there was 1,046 guards in the road policing unit. Currently, there are 620. That is a massive drop. I presume road safety advocates are deeply concerned.
Good morning, Ciarán. Thanks for having me on. First of all, we'd like to thank Ralph Regal of Irish Independent for agreeing to report on our concerns today and the figures that we acquired. It's very, very worrying, Ciara. Like this year alone, the figures are going down every month. And we queried figures for February and March in Cork West because to us, there seemed to be a discrepancy. Now, thanks to Helen McEntee, our Minister for Justice, for listening and correcting those figures. But that results in the reality that we've only got 620 valuable members in our roads policing units. They're specialised Gardaí.
Okay.
And that 620, Ciara, includes those that are not on active duty, those that may be on long-time sick leave, those that are suspended, and on and on. So it's not a true figure. And we have such concerns, as well as the people, the many people that are contacting us, reporting the dangerous behaviour they're seeing on our roads and are dangerous on a daily basis.
The other thing that's in here, and obviously it's very concerning, is the number of deaths on the roads. They reached a low point of 130 in 2021, but they could be potentially on track this year to hit 200 road deaths by the end of the year because of the rate of road deaths. It's been very high this year. So we're seeing a 41% over 15 years in Garda numbers, and we're seeing potentially a 54% increase in fatalities. The two things are clearly linked. I think it's very hard to suggest otherwise, isn't it?
Exactly, Claire. Like anybody, everybody realises there has to be a strong link. And we welcome the fact that the Gardaí Commissioner Drew Harris told the Transport Committee in May that they're going to have another 75 Gardaí members assigned to roads policing by the end of this year, and hopefully another 75 next year. But the competitions were opened on the 30th of April.
Yeah.
And there's no panel, as far as we're concerned, set up yet to do interviews. The interviews that were supposed to take place in June and July.
Yeah.
They would really need to make this a priority to ensure that 75 that's promised are assigned to roads policing units before the end of this year.
And in fairness, even if it was to happen that they were to get that 75 and another 75, that would put us back on the same level of guards on the traffic unit that we had in 2013. So that's what we're talking about, folks. We're talking about only getting back up to the same level that we had 10 years ago. Let us know what you think about that this morning. Huge decrease in the number of guards. Obviously, huge increase, tragically, in the number of road deaths. Love to know your views. That was Susan Gray. And thank you very much for joining us, Susan, the founder of Park Road Safety.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.